domestic story now from South Florida, where a tense situation between law enforcement in the city of Miami, Florida, and communities in South Florida, communities of color, may be coming to a head. Today, the Miami City Council will convene to discuss the aftermath of a series of shootings. Seven black men shot and killed by Hispanic officers in Miami over the last 8 months. Does it mean that there is a tense standoff between the Hispanic and black communities in South Florida? And what does that mean politically and for the tactics of law enforcement? At least one city commissioner has asked for Miami Police Chief Miguel Exposito to step down, and we'll speak with the police chief of Miami later on in the hour. But joining us now is Lynn Cohn, who's the father of one of the slain suspects. Mr. Cohn, thanks for joining us.
Okay, how you doing?
Doing fine. I guess what I want to get from you is a sense of your perception of the Miami police in this environment of so much tension between Hispanics and African Americans, at least in law enforcement terms. Does the police department in Miami seem to act autonomously and with no accountability from your perspective?
Yes, they are. They are trigger happy. They don't have no relationship with the community. They don't reach out. They don't try to get to know our community. And my what I'm seeing is that they either are fearful or they're frightening of the black individuals, are intimidated. But I don't understand what's going on.
If I were to ask a police officer, and perhaps a Hispanic police officer, about the circumstances of the death of your son, what would that officer, do you think, tell me?
It wasn't an officer. It was SWAT that did it. But like I said, I don't know what they would say. I would like to know what would they say. How would they justify shooting my son 7 to 10 times in the back? You know, with the law, apparently, you know, if someone breaking your house, you know, and they see you and they turns around and run, it's against the law for you to carry out any act of violence. What would this be called?
So if an officer were to have said to you or to, say, a friend of your son's, look, he was in the wrong place at the wrong time, he got in the middle of a situation that involved this SWAT team in Miami, what would your response be?
SWAT team, why would SWAT be out riding at New Year's night instead of the police? That would my response would be. Why is SWAT out there instead of the police during New Year's?
Do you think that in Miami, the kind of mythology of the city, Miami Vice, the sort of sense of drug gangs and Hollywood-style violence, turns law enforcement in Miami into something of a menace to communities like yours?
No, because it's not just happening in Miami. It's happening all over the country. It's all happening all over the world. Just about, I don't see other officers doing what they're doing down here in Miami.
We're talking with Lynn Cohn, who's the father of Lynn Weatherspoon, 27-year-old, who was killed by Miami police officers this past New Year's Eve, one of seven black men shot and killed by Hispanic officers in Miami over the last 8 months, which will be the subject of a city council hearing later today. If you were at that meeting, Lynn Cohn, what would you tell the city council?
I would tell them that the parents want justice. You know, our children's blood is being shed in the streets. You know, and it's crying out for justice. We need justice. We need closure in this situation. We need some answers.
Lynn Cohn, let me ask you. I'm sure there are other parents who are in this situation that you may have been in, who are trying to raise kids in a neighborhood or a place where there's violence, in a place where there may be tensions between the people and the police force. I'm wondering if you have advice for other people in your situation on how they might avoid tragedy, how they might be able to keep their family safe.
Be the best parents that you can. You know, try to know who your children are hanging around with, and try to raise them up in the fear of the Lord, in the fear of God, because, you know, that's the only one that I can see that can help these children nowadays, because all the children, you know, they hang around with wrong people, they get rebellious, and all I can say is be the best parents that you can and try to, if any way circumstances situation you can, try to move your children. Get them out of that situation. Try to get them where isolated, where, you know, they could be hanging around with people of better respectability.
Lynn Cohn, whose son, Lynn Weatherspoon, 27, was killed by Miami police officers this past New Year's Eve. I have to ask you, is there a situation of open racial hatred or suspicion between Hispanics and blacks in the city of Miami this morning?
It seems to be. It's the idea of it. I can't. How else could I justify, you know, 7 black men being shot in the month after month for the last 7? Matter of fact, it was 2 shot the last time. It just so happened that God spared one of them life, and he didn't die. But, you know, it's something's not right.
In a tense situation, as there often is in Miami between law enforcement and certain communities, do you resent having to be extra vigilant to avoid being shot inadvertently, as your son was?
Yes, riding with my window down, you know, obeying the law, stopping at every light, doing whatever I could. But you can never tell, you know, you can never say what would happen. I just pray that, you know, I won't make the wrong moves or make any kind of funny moves if I was to be stopped.
A matter of life and death, meticulously following traffic laws in a tense city that's recovering from the aftermath of the shooting of 7 black men shot and killed by Hispanic officers over the last 8 months. Lynn Cohn, thanks for being with us. Lynn Cohn is the father of one of those men killed on New Year's Eve. Lynn Weatherspoon, 27, killed by Miami police officers after they responded to a distress call.